wasn't pretty, but last night the Oakland A's set a new American League record. They beat the Kansas City Royals 12-11 for their 20th consecutive victory. Like their previous two games, the A's won it in the bottom of the ninth. Kathy McAnally reports.
After three innings, the Oakland A's were cruising with an 11-0 lead, but the Kansas City Royals fought back and tied the game up in their half of the ninth inning. The game ended dramatically as pinch hitter Scott Hatteberg whacked the ball out of the park to win the game in the bottom of the ninth. The largest regular season crowd in Oakland A's history, 55,500 people, rose as one and cheered as Hatteberg rounded the bases. He talked to reporters in the clubhouse after the game.
It's great to contribute. You know, I mean, this is a big night. You can tell by the crowd, just the people here. It was a real buzz in the air, and to be a part of it was definitely something special. But it's been a team effort all year, and, you know, this was no different.
Hatteberg is the A's regular first baseman, replacing superstar Jason Giambi, who signed a lucrative contract with the cash-rich New York Yankees. Last season, Hatteberg was a part-time player with less-than-stellar stats playing in Boston. But A's general manager, Billy Beane, who works with a relatively small budget, thought Hatteberg could do well in Oakland. According to pitcher Barry Zito, it's a combination of knowing how to pick and develop young players, along with finding cheap ones from other teams, that's made the A's do so much with relatively little.
It's pretty amazing what Billy's done, you know, and it starts from the beginning. It starts from the draft. It starts from scouting, scouting directors. And then you talk about the minor league system, you know, minor league development. Pitching coaches, hitting coaches, Billy oversees all that as well. And then you get into the major league area, which is signing guys for cheap.
Oakland's strongest asset is its very young, very talented pitching staff. Zito, Mark Mulder, and Tim Hudson came up through the A's minor league system, while Corey Lytle, winner of five starts in August, was acquired in a trade last year. And shortstop Miguel Tejada, signed by the A's when he was just 17, is a major contender for the American League's Most Valuable Player Award.
The good thing that we want, that we really want, is let's see if we can go to playoff this year again, you know. Get to the playoff first, and after that, you know, I'm gonna let you guys decide who's going to be the MVP and the league.
Tejada was the hero of the two previous games in this historic winning streak. On Sunday and Monday, he won the games for Oakland in the bottom of the ninth. Last night, Tejada made an error that helped the A's lose an 11-run lead. So it was left to Scott Hatteberg to win the game with a walk-off home run. Oakland has played every kind of game in winning 20 straight. There have been tight pitching duels and big blowouts. But however they win, says Scott Hatteberg, they always have a good time.
You know, I've been to clubhouses where it's not really fun to show up every day. And this one, I can't wait to come in. And, you know, they're all my friends, as well as my teammates. So it's really something special going on here.
Oakland would have to win six more games in succession to tie the major league record of 26 straight set by the 1916 New York Giants. For NPR News, I'm Kathy McAnally in Oakland.